Get ready for Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith.
Rebecca Blacksmith.
Take a host with a few Ivy League graduate degrees, a room full of bright CEOs, and throw in a conversation about leadership. Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith. For all leaders listening right now.
Right now, right now.
You're listening to Leaders Portfolio. I'm your host, Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith. We are proud to present you with the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Award winners. Business Leader of the Year, Under 50 Employees, Daryl Britt, President of Aprio. Business Leader of the Year, 51 and Over Employees, Ahmed R. Ali, President and Chairman of TISTA Science and Technology Corporation. Leadership Business of the Year, 51 and Over Employees, TAPE. And Rising Business Leader of the Year, Daniel Shapiro. Congratulations to the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Award winners. Judges graded applicants based on the quality of their answers to a variety of leadership questions. And of course, in studio today, we have the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Awards winner for Business Leader of the Year, Over 50 Employees, the President and Chairman of TISTA Science and Technology, Mr. Ahmed Ali. Congrats, Ahmed.
Thanks, Rebecca. It's an honor and privilege to be here, and thank you so much for the recognition.
And welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Now, first of all, any thoughts on winning?
Yeah. When I heard that we won, or I won for the company, it was a great privilege. We were very excited. My employees and a couple of my execs were very happy, too, so to get this recognition.
Now, did you find out yourself, or did someone tell you?
No, actually, an email was forwarded to me by one of my business development folks, and they were saying that you won this award, and we were all very excited.
Great. Okay, great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
TISTA is an Inc. 500 company, ranked 429 in 2011, provides IT and professional services to the federal government, and you grew TISTA from 623,000 in revenues to $5.6 million in revenues in 3 years. So explain what your company specifically provides the government.
Our company is a cybersecurity-focused company. We provide services in cybersecurity, everything from disaster recovery, identity and access management, everything from enterprise architecture, systems engineering, software development. And we do a lot of non-IT work as well. The award that you mentioned was the Inc. 500 for the prior year. We were also an Inc. 500 recipient this year as well.
Oh, congrats.
And
congrats.
We also found out we're at the Washington Technologies Fast 50 as
You're
well.
You're just like, you can't even have a Leaders Portfolio 2012 awards lunch. You got to have, like, you know, for all of them.
Right. So the number you mentioned, 5.6, we're running over close to a $20 million yearly run right now. So we've experienced significant growth. Portfolio size-wise is over $60 million as far as contracts is concerned over the length of life of the contract, but yearly revenue is more close to in the 20 mark.
And that's why we had a conversation on fast growth last time, I
yes,
remember.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
Now, your clients include Department of Justice, IRS, Army National Guard, et cetera. And I wondered, you know, each government agency would have a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
How do you – is it very different to interact culturally with each of those agencies, and how so?
Well, being former military, my whole primary background was serving in the military, coming out and working in the DoD world as a contractor. So a lot of my experience is former military and defense industry. So when I actually started the company, we started off in the defense world, and we grew in the defense world, and then we shifted into the private sector and to the commercial industry and civilian government. So that whole shift was really interesting to me because my mind was really more programmed to work with the defense industry, and coming in the civilian sector, there was a lot of changes as far as how business is done, how work is accomplished, how people think, how people interact. So it was a learning curve to me as well.
Excellent. Now, speaking of the military, you recognized that you had leadership qualities when you were in the Navy.
Yes. Prior to joining the Navy, I was in engineering school, and I was basically a student. So I basically found myself, I would say, and my qualities and my skills were really fine-tuned in the military because I was in so many interesting areas of work and stationed around the world, specifically in Hawaii, and I did tours in the Middle East. And having worked with so many industry experts in the military and in uniform service, it really helped me fine-tune my skills and learn how to be a better leader, because I reported to people, I had people working for me. So it was a very eye-opening experience, and I think that made me not only a better leader but a better person overall.
Do you question authority more or less now, having been on the other side?
Actually, to be a good leader, you have to know how to not respect other people's opinion. You have to know not only how to follow people who are more successful and more intelligent than you are, but you also have to know how to lead people and provide the right guidance and lead by example and lead by integrity. So.
Now, in your Leaders Portfolio Awards application, and of course we're talking to the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Awards winner for Business Leader of the Year over 51 employees, and of course this is in the D.C. region, the president and chairman of TISTA Science and Technology, Mr. Ahmed Ali. You said that you learned early on that employee satisfaction leads directly to customer satisfaction.
Employee satisfaction to me is very important. It's probably one of the most critical pieces in growing a successful business. Unless you have employees who enjoy their work, unless you have employees who enjoy coming to the office every day and supporting their contracts and their projects, if they don't enjoy what they do, if they don't enjoy being a part of the company, if they don't enjoy the culture, they're ultimately not going to do a good job. They're just going to see it as a 9-to-5 job collecting a paycheck. And whether the company succeeds or not is really not in their best interest. They're really just looking for a job. Our employees have a vested interest in the success of the company. They enjoy the culture. I try to go out of my way to develop a culture within the company where everybody really enjoys coming to work, being part of a team spirit. When they do accomplish something, we recognize them, not only by giving them awards, but bonuses. We take them out for dinners. We have quarterly picnics and get-togethers and dinners and happy hours. So it's very important for the leadership in the company, myself, the executives, the directors, the vice presidents, to really spend time with everybody in the company. Nobody is just a number in the company. Everybody's a part of what we call the family, and everybody's time and is appreciated.
Now, you know, we've been talking about some of the success of TISTA. It's an Inc. 500 company. Mm-hmm. We talked about you grew from, up to now $20 million in revenues. But one of the things I love about these Leaders Portfolio Awards is that it shows honesty.
Yes.
In terms of some of the struggles that it took. And your company story is interesting because I don't think people always see the flip side of success. But if I ever see a success resume, I always say my failure resume is actually longer than my success resume. You just don't see it. It's not in print. You're
right.
Not supposed to say it, right?
Sure.
You know, you look on paper, right, and you're an Inc. 500, you're on the federal contracting side, which is not as suffering as much as the private sector that sells the private sector.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you've got two classifications that assist in getting contracts, the service disabled and the military. And yet, in your application, you talked about how you weren't able to grow as rapidly as you planned.
Right.
So you got there, but it was a little bit tougher.
Yeah, we started, incorporated the company in 2005, so the first 3 years was extremely challenging. As in any business, it's critical to not only lay the right foundations of the company, but also get the right enough revenue for the company to sustain. So the biggest challenge initially was getting loans from a bank. I had to take home equity loans just to make payroll. I had to borrow money from my father just to make a payroll for my employees. In order to grow, continue growth, it's important to have the right level of senior executives and leaders in your company, and the people with the right vision, people who are forward-thinking. And one thing I've noticed, it's also very important for these people, individuals that you bring into the company in these roles, not only is it important for them to be good at what they do and intelligent in their work, but they have to have, there has to be a synergy there where they know how to get along with people. They have the right personality. They know how to reach out to people. They know how to build the relationships, because ultimately, these executives and these employees are the people who are representing the company out in the field. They're representing TISTA in front of a government client. They're representing TISTA in front of a commercial client. So sometimes a current, existing, or a new client will make a judgment on your company based on the people they interact with. So it's very important to have a well-rounded person in your leadership team.
And you've tried to implement more of that currently.
Absolutely. We're always looking for good leaders. It's not only important for us. A lot of companies are looking for leaders who may have a lot of degrees, went to great colleges, been in the industry for a long time. Yet, what we're looking for is somebody who understands the business, who's willing to learn, who's driven, and wants to succeed. But at the same time, they really understand how to get along with people. Because people, at the end of the day, want to work with people that they enjoy interacting with.
Will you hire somebody who's a rock star scientist but is hard to deal with? It's tough.
It depends. We've had people who are hard to deal with on a project or people who are hard to deal with
in life.
So it just really depends. But typically not. If they're hard to deal with, typically not.
Do you believe failure is something that occurs daily or in spurts of significant failure?
That's a
tough question.
That's a tough question. It's an interesting question. Let me try to answer it like this. Failure is extremely important to have, especially at the initial stages of developing a company. And failure is also good from time to time while growing a company. You only learn from your mistakes. So for myself, I've pretty much hit rock bottom 3 times, in this business over the last 8 years. And each time I learned from that mistake and got up and continue to fight on. So not only is failure good because you learn from it, but what's important is to always surround yourself with people who have also failed and who've also succeeded from that. So you gain from that positive energy. You learn from not only your mistakes, from others. So it's very important.
Maybe give me a quick 30-second answer on name one of those times you said you hit rock bottom. And just what you were learning from it.
Well, it was a time, I think, in 2007 period where we were losing two of our contracts are coming to a close. And when they were coming to close, we had nothing left. I mean, that was it. I had to lay off people. I had to plan ahead. But as soon as we were strategizing how to lay people off because the contract was ending, all of a sudden we won a big contract that was in the pipeline that the chances of winning were kind of slim. But it came through, and that continued to sustain us. And as soon as that came through, not only was I able to shift the current employees onto that new contract, but because of the revenue and the size of the contract, I was able to bring on more people and continue to grow. So that was amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. That's that piece of luck that they say happens in businesses sometimes.
Exactly.
Well, congratulations on winning your award.
Thank you so much.
So much for applying, and we're so happy to give it to you, the 2012 Leaders Portfolio Awards winner for Business Leader of the Year, 51 plus employees, President and Chairman of Tista Science and Technology, Mr. Ahmed Ali.
Thank you, Rebecca. It's an honor to be here.
Thanks to our supporters of leadership, Dennis Cole Architects, WOW Services Group, Green Tree Surgeons, Riverwalk, and Hilton Garden Inn of Virginia. If you're a company that values fostering leadership growth, consider sponsorship of Leaders Portfolio. We'll be back after this.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's coallarchitects.com.
Are you a business leader who practices leadership? Apply for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Have a client who emphasizes leadership? Nominate their company for the Leaders Portfolio Awards. Past winners include startups, as well as a company producing $150 million a year in revenue. Tune in to Leaders Portfolio with Dr. Rebecca Blacksmith on the air and online at leadersportfolio.com. For Leaders Portfolio Awards information, visit leadersportfolio.com.
The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax Hotel near I-66 and 50 provides state-of-the-art guest rooms with complimentary high-speed internet access, a full-service restaurant, business meeting and banquet rooms for up to 300 guests with a professional staff that stays focused on the details so you don't have to, and full banquet catering. Call 703-385-7774 for guest rooms, meeting space, or special events at this award-winning hotel. That's 703-385-7774. The Hilton Garden Inn Fairfax.
Do you want others to know how your organization can help them? Then tell the business community why they need your business. Become a proud sponsor of Leaders Portfolio by calling 864-323-2600. By becoming a sponsor, you will be communicating directly with your target audience. Leaders Portfolio offers low-cost sponsorships for high impact, and Leaders Portfolio guarantees results. Let us tell you how by phoning 864-323-2600. That's 864-323-2600.
Dennis Coall Architects restored the most significant Beaux-Arts building in the state of Virginia, the Hanley Library of Winchester. Be it through new construction, historic preservation, or environmentally friendly design, visit coallarchitects.com. For libraries, museums, corporate buildings, colleges, and specially designed houses, if you want architecture on your agenda, fusing function with beauty, then visit coallarchitects.com. That's K-O-W-A-L Architects.com.
Leaders Portfolio with Rebecca Blacksmith, now playing at leadersportfolio.com.